I just want to remind you of certain things that Jesus said about you and about me. You see, in Matthew chapter 5, 12, 13, 14, praise the Lord. Shall we read together from verse 12? Rejoice and be exceedingly what? Glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So you know what he was talking about. You can have a feel of the context of what we are reading. But look at it, look at the positive note. Rejoice. Glory be to God in the highest. Why will you rejoice in the midst of that? It says, because you are. Come on, tell your neighbor, say you are. I can hear you. Turn to your Bible quickly. You know, we have to do this quick. If you're there, say amen. Now turn to your neighbor, say you are. You are what? The salt of the earth. Now, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it season? It is then good for nothing. But to be thrown out and be trampled underfoot. You will never become useless. You will never be good for nothing. You will never be thrown out. You will forever be sharp, full of flavor, in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus has made you the salt of the earth. So let the devil walk 1,000 times to change it. He will fail. I say in the name of Jesus, he will fail. You are the salt of the earth. Tell your neighbor again, you are the salt of the earth. Now if nobody's telling you, tell yourself, say, I am the salt of the earth. Jesus said it. And in the name of Jesus, I will never lose my flavor. I will never be good for nothing. I will never be trampled under feet. I am the salt of the earth. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now look at verse 14. You are, tell your neighbor again, say you are the light of the world. Ah, hallelujah. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. There is no obscurity anymore in your life. There's no obscuring you anymore in the name of Jesus. You are the light of the world. Tell your neighbor again, say you are the light of the world. You are the city on a hill. You are the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Jesus said it. I believe it. And so it is. In the name of Jesus, I am the light of the world. Okay. I think if that's where I stop, it's okay for today. By the way, we have a scripture that we're memorizing this month. It's a month of supernatural overflow. I hope you know that. And a scripture, particularly a major scripture, is John 7:37-38. And then of course we have Ephesians 3:14-21. And everyone who has the privilege of sitting down here, me talk, or listen to any of our messages, this is a command from God. Memorize Ephesians 3:14-21. Pray it over your life and your family life every day of this month. People are already doing it all over. So don't think it's hard. Every month there'll be a scripture you must know by heart. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell richly in you. Otherwise, you won't be able to appropriate most of what God has given you. Glory be to God in the highest. You have been hearing testimony. It's your own time. And what makes a difference in every life is the word. So you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are a city on a hill. You cannot be covered again. Whatever is covering you, let it be judged in the name of Jesus. Because you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Jesus said it, and it wasn't playing. He meant it. And it's so. Hallelujah. I said, the rest of your life, shine in the name of Jesus. The rest of your life, salt in the name of Jesus. That's the mandate of heaven as far as your life is concerned. You say, a city on a hill cannot be. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Ooh, there's a rearrangement going on right now. You've been lost in the crowd and thrown behind. Suddenly, the power of God is moving you forward. Oh, because you are unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, that it may give light to all who are in the house. You think God will light a lamp and hide it? You think God lights a lamp for some creatures to hide? I'm in that light, will burn down the world. Whatever is in the name of Jesus. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel, but put on a lampstand so that all in the house may benefit from it. Your life is a benefit to your generation. Ha ha! In the name of Jesus. That's the Bible. That's the way we read the Bible. Now, with this in mind, turn with me quickly to Ephesians chapter 5. I want you to just see something. I don't know how God does it, but he shows me what to share. And I get stoned myself. And that's why I say, buy me my tape. Transcribe it for me. Because sometimes I just download them from heaven here. So I have to go listen to it again. So that my meditation can be rich. You know what David said? He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always be accepted. Why wouldn't that man rule his life and rule his generation and rule all the generations to come? It's still raining. Hear him talk, say, Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might know what? Sin against you. So you are struggling with sin, come on, get into the word. You are struggling with fear and sickness and failure, get into the word. Because it will affect the meditation of your heart and the words of your mouth. And therein your victory shall be manifest. Hallelujah. There is power in the word of God. Ephesians. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read from verse 8. I'll just rush. For you were once darkness, but now you are what? Come on, talk to me. You see, Jesus said it. Paul ran with it. No wonder his life was different. You were once darkness, but now you are light. How? In the Lord. Now look at the advice. Walk as children of light. There in verse in Matthew, it says, now that I've told you are the light of the world, you are a city on the hill. He said, let your light. So you have a responsibility. Here, it says, walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in. So how do they know you are light? By their fruit, you know them. See, the fruit of the Spirit. Can you see light and spirit intermingle? Or interchange, yeah, using them interchangeably. The Bible says him was what? Life, John chapter 1. And the life was what? Can you see this thing again? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them or reprove them. For it is shameful, even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you will sleep. Who, yes, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you what? Light. Now, verse 15. Say, see then that you walk what? Circumspectly. Say, walk as children of light. How do you walk as children of light? Walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Again, can you see another word being introduced? See wisdom being introduced. For every child of light, you are a wise person. Jesus has made you the wisdom of God. That's why you are a son in the house. Okay, let me continue. Redeeming the time. Can you see what makes a man wise? He doesn't just waste his life or waste his time. He's conscious of the fact that he's a child of light. He's conscious of his mandate here. He's not struggling as in my power by might. No. By allowing the Spirit to do what he will do. Conscious of the ministry of the Holy Ghost. There's even the time because the days are evil. Let me speak it clear. The days are evil. But you are light. And this light shines in the darkness. And the darkness cannot. That's why you bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaf also shall not. Whatever you put your hand to, in spite of your environment, you will. That's why that scripture, you must memorize it and pray it. He said that, that he will grant you according to his riches in glory to be strengthened with might. Where? Can you see the work of the Spirit in your inner man? Let me finish this one. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with who? Come on, talk to me. And when you are filled with the Spirit, what happens? You'll be speaking to one another in what? What when you are filled with the Spirit and the word will come out of your mouth. Your heart is filled with the word and filled with the Spirit, and the word is coming out of your mouth. And the word I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So all of a sudden you are commanding and creatures are obeying. That's why you are decreeing a word and it has been established. You think Jesus will come and contest with the devil again? No, we are the ones. Ephesians 3:14. So the principalities and powers by who? The church. All these things are not just there, they are real. They can happen through your hand, and they will happen through your hand in the name of Jesus. You see why we preach the way we preach and teach the way we teach? Because Christianity is a living reality, it is a way of life. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, make a melody in your heart all the time. So what happens? It will affect your relationships. Because the next thing now says, no, the days are evil even for your marriages. The days are evil even for your parenting. The days are evil even for your job, your business. So by the time you are filled with the word and the Spirit, speaking hymns and songs and spiritual, psalms and songs and hymns and spiritual songs, then wives submit. Husband, love. Then children, obey. Fathers, don't provoke. Then employees, employers. Can't you see your whole life is captured? You will live the rest of your life in victory, in bliss, in Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. So you go out and be the light and never stop shining in Jesus' name. No room for self-pity. No room for sulking. No room. No. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Glory be to God in the highest.